Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avinu Amiras v'Sheichiu. It's Moshe Ben Peshadina, writes for Moshe Mordechai. And a schuss plumadai bas chanadina. Bracha v'aslach v'chomasei adel. The Rambam paskins in the seventh paragraph of Chasul of Halacha Yud Gimel that lulav b'yom rishon initol b'shabbos, that lulav is taken on the first day of Sukkot, lulav is taken on the first day of Sukkot, midichsiv b'yom. Since it says b'yom, and the fact that it says b'yom, we learn b'yom, even b'shivan on Shabbos. That's the Rambam. So the Achronim ask on the Rambam that this limud of the Rambam from b'yom is based on the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah and Daf Mem Gimel. And there it says that why do you need b'yom? It's only, why do you need a limud from the Pasuk? It's only Tiltal. You don't need a Pasuk to be Matir Tiltal on Shabbos. Because Tiltal is only Dirabonan. How can you have a Pasuk to be Matir Dirabonan? So the Gemara says, Lo nitzuch ela machshirei lulav, to cut down. You needed to cut it down, machshirim, to prepare, not the mitzvah itself, but the preparation for the mitzvah, like to cut down the lulav. And this, according to Rabbi Eliezer, holds that machshirim are doicha Shabbos. Problem is that we pask in the machshirim are doicha Shabbos. So then you don't need the pasuk of Bayom. Why does the Rambam bring the pasuk of Bayom? Because machshirim is sukkah doicha Shabbos. Why does Rambam bring pasuk of b'yom? And this is only the fidum on the yom, the machshir is sukkah artoicha Shabbos. We hold machshir artoicha Shabbos. Mel, you don't need the pasuk of b'yom. B'yom is only telling you. Well, kachdem lechem b'yom arishon is only telling you about machshirin, and we are pasuk machshirin artoicha. So that's the kasha in the Rambam. It's discussed by various Mefoshim and the Mafteach and the Rambam of the Frankel Rambams. He brings a series of sources, Kedarka B'Kodesh. And we're going to be going in the Mahalach of the Heilig Klei Chemda of Meir Dun Plotsky. And someone, Rabbi Mandelbaum from Bnei Brak, put out a sefer of the Klei Chemda's Chedushim and Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot that he collected from various svarim and articles of the Kli Chemda. And this is the this is brought in the Kli Chemda in Parshas Kiseitze. So let's see where this tzaddik in Gan HaGoyim goes with this. Tosfos Yontif, at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, writes that the Baal HaBayis is chayv in hotzah when he gives the ani, but he's handing the ani, and he's not poter al tzav dvar mitzvah, since Shabbos isn't pushed away for tzedakah. There's no dchias Shabbos for tzedakah. Memela, Baal HaBayis is chayiv. Ashenkin b'mila v'lulav, where Shabbos is nidche. So Memela, if you're tovet v'ar mitzvah, you're pater. In other words, mila, if you do the mila on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to do mila on Shabbos. So even if you're tovet v'ar mitzvah, you do a malacha. Of bringing the mila knife derech rishus harabim. So there is a case of his tovet v'ar mitzvah. Since mila's nitcha memela, if he's over in Isser of Shabbos, it's called tovet v'ar mitzvah. Because mila pushes off Shabbos. Tzedakah doesn't. And therefore, there's no patur of tovet v'ar mitzvah. He also says lulav. Mefarshim ask, Ma pitom? Lulav isn't Toicha Shabbos. Lulav isn't Toicha Shabbos. Because Lulav is only Tiltal. There's no Esir Daraisa in Lulav. So what do you mean that since Lulav is Toicha Shabbos, so Mamelo, if he does a Malacha, with the Lulav, if he carries the Lulav in Shisarabim, so he's called Toivet Var Mitzvah. Because the Mitzvah of Lulav is Toicha Shabbos. Mitzvah of Lulav is not Toicha Shabbos, only Tiltal Ba'alma. So what does the Tosfos Yontif mean when he says that by Mila and Lulav, Shabbos is pushed off? How does Lulav push off Shabbos? So we have to explain the Tosfos Yontif. So first let's explain Pshat and Rambam. The Paskin is that Lulav Yom Rishon Nitov B'Shabbos Mishum T'Chsiv B'Yoyin. And we darshin even on Shabbos. And this is difficult because the Maskanas HaGemara is and we only need the pasuk for Machshir and Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer. And we don't paskin, we paskin Machshir and Antoich HaShabbos. So why do we need the pasuk of B'yoyim? That it's Toich HaShabbos, there's no Isser Torah here. So we can explain this based on the Ramban. The Ramban, you have to hold cup here, sweet friends, because Lechemd is a safer of Pilpul. So for Pilpul, you have to hold cup. Very important. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer Munah B'Tochen that the reason Tefillin isn't Toicha Shabbos is because Shabbos comes before Tefillin. Laila is Lav Zman Tefillin, so already Friday night is Shabbos and it's not yet Zman Tefillin. Therefore, Tefillin doesn't have Koich to be Toicha Shabbos. That's what the Ramban says in the Sefer Munah B'Tochen. Practically, I don't understand the Ramban. Why is Tefillin Toicha Shabbos? I mean, Shabbos came first, so Tefillin can't be Toicha Shabbos. Why is Tefillin Toicha Shabbos? What malach is there involved in Tefillin? That it's Toicha Shabbos. That's what the Kli Chemda asks. So the answer is that since Tefillin is Aser Behesach Hadas, and Shabbos, it says Shmira, Shabbos is Aser Behesach Hadas, so Tefillin is Toicha Shabbos. Like the Yerushalmi writes about somebody who reads Shema and carries the Mechatas, the Paraduma waters, called the Hesach Hadas and the Mechatas, because he's busy with Shema. He can't be mechaving two things. And therefore, Tefillin is a Hesach Hadas from Shabbos. It's discussed by the Kli Chemda and Parshas Kedoshim. So the Ramban is correct, that Tefillin is Doicha Shabbos, because it would make him a Siach Das, be distracted from Shabbos. So the Mela, since Shabbos comes first, Tefillin isn't Doicha Shabbos. But Tefillin would be Doicha Shabbos, because if you're wearing Tefillin on Shabbos, you're distracted from Shabbos. It's not Toicha Shabbos because Shabbos came first. So now it would appear Shebesugya Rova de Ka'amala Lot Sukhala Machshirin Hulishitasi Shemitzis ain't Sukhas Kavana Velo Lulav Tchui Beshabbos Velo Tzorich Kla de Biyoim. That in the Sugya on Shab in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimel it says that Omar Rava lo nitzcha la machshir lulav va li bda hay tanya de sanya lulav kho machshir derech shab tzir rebel yaza. So this is Rava talking. You have to know that Rava is l'shitasa. So Rava also holds mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. And therefore lulav, they wouldn't be derech Shabbos because you don't need kavana for lulav. And therefore, you don't need the pasuk of Bayayim. That Lulav is Doicha Shabbos. So Rava learns that it's only talking about the Machshire Lulav. That's Doicha Shabbos. The Rambam Paskins, look in Hilchos Shavuot for Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, that Mitzvah Sichus Kavana. And since it's Mitzvah Sichus Kavana, you need the pasuk of Bayayim. Because otherwise, it's like Tefillin. In the sense that Tefillin is Doicha Shabbos because Tefillin distracts you from Shabbos. If Mitzvah is Kavana by Lulav, Lulav is also Doicha Shabbos. So now we understand the Tosfos Yontif. The Dafka Lulav that requires Kavana, so that is Doicha Shabbos. And Memela, your Pater, if you're Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. Mashen Kain Staka, where he's giving it, the Balabais is giving the Anit Staka in the beginning of Mitzvah Shabbos, there you don't need Kavana. Chazal tell us that even if somebody loses a $100 bill and a guy picks it up, and a guy, and an ani picks it up, He's mekayim the mitzvah tzedakah. Tzedakah doesn't require kavana. Ebazoi, tzedakah is not a hesach v'das m'shabbos. So tzedakah is doicha Shabbos, but lulav is taka doicha Shabbos. So that's the Rambam l'shitasai, that he held mitzvah shechus kavana. So memela, lulav requires kavana. Lulav would be doicha Shabbos. And he needs b'yoyim to tell you that lulav is doicha Shabbos. That's why he needs the pasuk. However, not so pashut. That staka doesn't require kavana. Befrat l'fi divrei acharedim, that the mitzvah seichus kavana is learned from lav dor b'chol of avchim. So it appears that mitzvah seichus staka is also included in the mitzvah essay of alachta b'drachov l'dav kabal. And therefore you need kavana, that you're doing it because of the tzivui of Hashem. If they have kavana for tzedakah, they go in the way of God. So, Mimela, since tzedakah didn't start, tzedakah needs kavana, so then you shouldn't be cheshchayv if you're toy b'dvar mitzvah. However, the Chayre Yesh Lahayr from the Psak of the Rambam in Ochos Manas Aniyim 7:10, that by tzedakah, when a person is refusing to give tzedakah, you're yarid l'nechasav v'fanim. You go into his property and you take away his property in order to compel him to give tzedakah. And the Machane Ephraim already noted in Dine Ribbis Siman Aleph that the reason is that instead of being kafeo begufo, kafeo bimemoina, instead of forcing him with his body to give tzedakah, just take his money. Like the Ramban writes about Priyas Baal Choyv, that even according to Manorma Shibud Alav Zayir Aisa, like we discussed in our Shiurim, from the end of Baba Basle, that even if you hold that the shibud, the lien on a person's property, when he owes someone else money, is not midai raisa, you still go yorei l'nuchasav for this reason. Because instead of being kaifeo begufo, be kaifeo b'memoinai. You could be kaifeo b'memoinai, so too, by tztaka, kaifeo b'memoinai. Instead of forcing his body, force his money, take his money. Now, if you say that tzedakah requires kavana, so there's no raya from the fact that you're kofeo begufo, that you could be kofeo b'mlaina. When you're kofeo begufo, in the end, he says, roitzani, and he's mekayim a mitzvah. Mashenken, if you're yorid in l'nechosav, and he doesn't want to give, he's not mekayim any mitzvah. It's not like kriyas baal choyv. There, mamon chaver b'yodin, if he doesn't want to pay, so you go down to his nechosim, mitzat kfiyah, to take his money, he owes the guy money. But by tzedakah, the whole chiyuv is mikoyach hamitzvah. It's not just that he has a chiyuv mishpati to give the guy his money. Here it's a chiyuv mitzvati legamrei. By priyas baal choyv, yesh mitzvah v'yesh gam chiyuv mishpati. So therefore, mitzad the chiyuv mishpati, mitzad the mamonis, he owes the guy money, so take his money. So there the Ramban, of course, is correct. That nechsin lenichse, gvaldik. But by tzedakah, all you have is the mitzvah. And if he doesn't want to do the mitzvah, and he's not mekayem a mitzvah, then what's the point of going down the being? Why does the Rambam say nechsin el nechse? So the teretz is that according to the Rambam, nechsin el nechse because mitzvah tzedakah ain't tzarich kavana, and therefore if mitzvah tzedakah ain't tzarich kavana, then it's very good that we understand why there's no din of tov b'dvar mitzvah. Because tzedakah is not doicha Shabbos. When do we say tov b'dvar mitzvah is pater when it's doicha Shabbos? Like lulav, which requires kavana. But tzedakah doesn't require kavana, according to the Rambam. And that's proven by the fact that yoredim l'nechasav. You take away his tzedakah even if he doesn't want to. And the mitzvah is still fulfilled. However, it's not true. Because it's clear that even the man doing the mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, nevertheless, if he doesn't want to do the mitzvah, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So then we have a problem. Eich nechsin al nechse, how do we go down and yard the nechosev? You're right, ain't tzarech kavana, but he doesn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. He's certainly not mekayim the mitzvah. There's one thing, you can mekayim the mitzvah without kavana. But if you don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah, it's certainly not a mitzvah. So therefore, it would appear that the inyan nechsin al nechse is because ad shata koyfeo begufay, אתה כופהו בממנה. The end of the Nechsei is that instead of being kofe gufoi, be kofe his mammon. And this inyan means not in order that he should be mekayim the mitzvah tzedakah. He's not mekayim the mitzvah tzedakah. But we say that since if he doesn't want to be mekayim, b'shum ofen me'misan oisa, like the Rambam writes in the Yad and the Perush Mishnayos, Ksubas Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Therefore, it's better to take his money, Baal Korchoi, even if he's not going to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, but at least the Aniyim will get their money. And that's better than killing the guy, and he won't be Mekayim a Mitzvah at all, but Nova Nefesh Mi Yisrael. So it comes out that at the end of the day, the Aniyim are going to get their money, and this guy's not going to be a Mekayim's Mitzvah either way. But it could be that even according to the Man, it's the same Tzrichus Kavana. If he doesn't want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, he's definitely not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So we wanted to say before the Mitzvah Saint Tzrichus Kavana, and therefore forcing him helps. Yeah, but if the guy doesn't want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you're all Mitzvah Saint Tzrichus Kavana, forcing him is going to help. Therefore, you have to say that you're forcing him because you're going to be Mekayim the Tachas of the Mitzvah. At least the name ready to get their money, even though he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. And this is Mukhrach, unless we say by Beit Tzaka this Shibut Nechasim. Yeah, but that's why you're forcing him. So you're forcing him so they didn't get their money, or there's some type of shibud nechasim. And then also there's no raya that the mitzvah tzedakah ain't tzarech kavana. Because you're forcing him, maybe it requires kavana. But you're forcing him because the shibud nechasim. But even if you say that by mitzvah tzedakah requires kavana, like all mitzvahs, nevertheless the Tosfos Yontif is correct. Then what did the Tosfos Yontif say? The Tosfos Yontif said that there's only tovid var mitzvah by Mila and Lulav, because they're Doicha Shabbos, but not by Tzedakah. Tzedakah is not Doicha Shabbos. I wanted to explain that Mila and Lulav, you need Kavan, and therefore you're distracted from Shabbos, not a proper Shmiru. And Shenkein Tzedakah, which doesn't require Kavan. But even if we say that Mitzvah Tzedakah requires Kavan, like all mitzvahs, still the Tosfos Yontif is correct, because Dafka Mitzvah Lulav, if the mitzvah isn't Shaykh to Shabbos, you can say to Hesach Das from Shira Shabbos, the Mandavra Mitzvah is Kavan, and therefore it's Doicha Shabbos. Hashem Kein Stoka and Achnas Sorchim, one of the Chukei Amitzvot of Shabbos is that the Anim should be Nene, should be Mach Nesorchim. And since it's one of the Mitzvot of Shabbos, it's not going to be together Hesach Hadas, it's part of the Mitzvot of Shabbos. And therefore, it's Shabbos, it's not Doicha Shabbos. So therefore, that would be Pshan the Tosfos Yontif, that Stoka is not Doicha Shabbos, because even if you have Kavana for Stoka, that's not against Shabbos, that's part of the Shmir Shabbos, it's not distracting from Shabbos, it's part of the Shmir Shabbos. Akopana, where do we start? We start with the Kash and the Rambam. That the Rambam says that Lulav B'yom Rishon Nitl B'Shabbos. Why? Because he says B'yom. And we said that in the Gemara, it says that B'yom is only telling you about Machshirin. That the Machshirin are Derech HaShabbos. We all the Machshirin are not Derech HaShabbos, so you don't need to come on to B'yom. And all Lulav is Tiltol. So Tiltol Lulav B'Shabbos is not a Dairaisa. So you don't need a Pasuk to be Matir that. So what does the Rambam mean to come on to the Pasuk? So what we said was that possibly it's because lulav requires kavana, and therefore it's your meisich das when you have lulav, when you have kavana for the mitzvah of lulav, meisich das from Shabbos. And if the Rambam holds mitzvah's kavana, is going to use b'yom to tell you that even though you're meisich das from Shabbos, but having kavana for lulav, it's still doicha Shabbos. Okay, so obviously there's a lot more to talk about on this topic, but we're zeicha to learn a kli chemda. And there's a lot more where that came from, so I hope we do a lot more in the future. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.